You know, for me, it took a long time to even get this opportunity. Talked to Leckler. He hasn't been here since 2002. So you really got to take advantage of your time when you do get it. So I'm just looking forward to it. It's going to be a challenge for us, but I think we're all excited about it.
You know, we were talking to Cushing about this. You guys only have so many chances. Absolutely. Some never even get there.
Absolutely.
You think about that, and this is an opportunity here that that you have after all these years in the league?
Hey, opportunity of a lifetime, man. You're going to take advantage of it. I watched it on TV a lot of years since I was growing up, and then, you know, like my first time, my fifth year in the league, my first time being there. So, like I said before, I just want to take advantage of it, and just really excited about playing at home for our first playoff game.
How meaningful is that to be here?
Awesome.
In this building,
these fans they go nuts every week, and I'm sure the atmosphere is going to be crazy come Saturday afternoon, I believe.
What do you think about going against the Chiefs?
They're on a roll. I think they won 11
something like
straight,
that.
10 straight, 10 straight. So they're a good football team. And we played them again the year, so we got some, I guess, some reps against them. But you know, I'm pretty sure they're a much better team now than what they were in week one. So we got to clean some stuff up and get ready for them.
Is there much relevance to game one to now?
I'm not sure. You know what I mean? I think a lot has changed since then. I think teams grow up. I think we've grown up since then. So I'm pretty sure we'll look at that game, but we also got to look at more more recent games for them. You know what I mean? Because during that time, there's injuries. There's, you know, this team's naturally just get better throughout the year. So, and obviously they have.
I know it's a cliche. You guys are never 100% this time of year. How close are you being where you want to be physically?
Oh, it doesn't matter this time. You just want to go. You just go. You get your mind right. Get your body as best you can, and you just gotta get ready to go.
So you mentioned progress that you made in terms of the thing you said enough.
It's good enough for me. You know what I mean? This opportunity doesn't come around often, so I'm just going out there and try to be the best I can for my team.
You mentioned emotions. What would it mean if you guys were able to get a win and dance?
It'd be awesome. But, you know, we got to worry about just taking it one day at a time. You know what I mean? We don't want to make any predictions or anything like that. Just attack the game. Attack the game plan. Prepare, study, take care of your bodies, and, you know, let things happen on Sunday. Or keep saying Sunday. Saturday. Say it again.
What do you think of Marcus Peters, the kind of season he put together as a rookie?
He's a Pro Bowler, right? Oh, that's awesome. He's put together a hell of a season so far. You know, it's a great start to a career for him. So, you know, we got to respect him when it comes to playing him on Saturday.
What's your kind of the book on Mark on Eric Berry, kind of watching him a little bit?
Got a lot of respect for him and what he's been through. He was a great player before. You know, what happened to him, and to me, he's a great player now. So, I got a lot of respect for that man.
Thank you.